This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to hour number two. Glad you could be with us as we take you up until 8 o'clock. Trevor Harris, Larry Bluestein, thanks so much for everybody who's joined in the first hour. We talked a little bit about recruiting with Charles Fishbein from Elite Scouting Services. Also talked about the Gators as far as what their recruits are thinking after the first couple of games with Tyler Harden and head coach Bill Reichel from St. Thomas University. We open up hour number two, talking about the University of Miami, 7:30 kickoff this Saturday against the Florida Gators in a game that's going to be nationally televised earlier in the day. College game day comes to campus, and I know one guy is going to be there front and center, Alex Dono from Locked On Canes, like he always is, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you over the weekend. And, you know, even during the almost two-hour delay, but nevertheless, everybody's looking forward to this game this week. I think there's a lot of people who feel that it's going to be one of those memorable contests with Florida with talent coming in, making a lot of mistakes against a Miami team that's on a roll.
Yeah, Blue, it's a pleasure to talk with you as always. And I feel the same way about this game coming up this weekend. You know, from a Miami perspective, of course, I have every reason to be confident. Coach Cristobal and his staff have these guys playing at a really high level. They're executing. They're playing physical. Carson Beck has fit like a glove with Miami's offense, and the defense is playing with a lot more intensity than they were a season ago. But then at the same time, like you said, I mean, if you look at it from the Miami side, if everything goes right, you're thinking Miami has the opportunity to potentially win this game pretty big. But I feel the same way you feel about Florida, you know, up to this point. And I guess we'll have a better idea this Saturday if, you know, making all these mistakes, self-inflicted wounds, like, is that, you know, really going to be part of their identity for the entire season? Or are they going to have a cleaner game against the Hurricanes? Because the talent is certainly there. And you feel like if Florida manages to play a clean game, or at least cleaner than they've been, you know, in their losses this year, and cut down on the self-inflicted wounds, that they have enough talent to make this a really close football game on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, and you go to a place like LSU with a team that's rated in the top five, the number three, and some of the rankings, has a program that, you know, obviously it was given five opportunities through interceptions and two with fumble and all those numerous penalties, and they only still scored 20 points. As you mentioned, Miami played Florida last year. Everybody knows what type of program they have. These are two really, really good programs. And as you and I talk, there's a lot at stake. Obviously, Miami is one of those teams that's looking to be a playoff team this year. And to do it, they're going to have to get by an SEC opponent, which, as we said last week, no more easy games, because you know, you go here, you have a week off, then you go up and play Tallahassee. Will be an undefeated Florida State team. You know, the beat goes on and on and on. And even though that Syracuse didn't look very good and Virginia Tech lost and some of the other programs in the ACC didn't look as good, you know that every game you have to take one game at a time.
Yeah, absolutely, Blue. And it starts this Saturday. And, you know, something that Mario Cristobal talked about, I was at his weekly news conference earlier this afternoon, winning, you know, the state of Florida, winning, you know, the Florida Cup, which doesn't happen every single year that Miami and Florida and Florida State all play each other. And you throw in USF, who Miami played and beat just this last week. But Coach Cristobal really takes it seriously, the opportunity he's got for the second straight year to, you know, potentially. And of course, you're looking at Florida and Florida State, which is a much better team than they were last year in a few weeks. But the opportunity to win that Florida Cup, that they call it, for the second straight year, is one that Coach Cristobal takes very seriously. And then, as you know better than anybody, Blue, you know, if Miami is able to beat all these teams within the state, it can help you in recruiting, which is something that Coach Cristobal puts a lot of priority into. But yeah, this is one of you know, the trickier games left on the schedule. And you know, we'll be talking about the ACC in a couple weeks after Miami's bye when they open against Florida State. And you know, this is also the type of game. I know the Gators are unranked now, but this could still potentially be a quality win for Miami when you start trying to build that college football playoff resume. And yeah, I know that on the one hand, if you win the ACC, you know, a possible loss to Florida out of conference wouldn't keep you out. But you know, if you don't win the ACC, maybe you come in second place, then having another quality win under your belt non-conference can really help. So it seems to me, Blue, like everyone's really focused. I know that, you know, from Cristobal on down to his players, to a man, they don't look past anybody. And, you know, you could tell Miami's players, hey, you know, Florida, not what you thought they were going to be. They've lost two straight games. They lost to USF, who you just beat. They are taking Florida as seriously as they took Notre Dame, as seriously as they're going to take Florida State in a couple of weeks. They took South Florida that seriously as well, I think was evident on the field. So you're going to have focus from all of Miami's playmakers. And I don't think there's any chance that, you know, in a rivalry game, you wouldn't anyway. But there's no chance they take Florida lightly, despite being a 1-2 team coming into this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, Alex, when you take a look at, you and I talked a lot during the offseason. We speculated at different positions. And one of the positions, especially on offense, that was a question mark, was wide receiver. And I think over the first couple of games, I think a lot of those questions have been answered with the play of C.J. Daniels and Keelan Marion and Malachi Toney and Joshua Moore. And, you know, the list goes on and on of players who've had their opportunity to get in. Talk about that, because that's an area they knew they had a running game. They knew they had, you know, an offensive line that, you know, was not only talented but deep. But the question mark was production at the receiver. They knew they had the talent, but now they're seeing some of these young men step up in a major way.
It's really remarkable, because Miami lost their top four wide receivers from last season. So, you know, you're breaking in guys that are either completely new in the case of a couple of true freshmen, or new to Miami in a few other cases. And of course, the chemistry that they've built so quickly, Blue, with Carson Beck, I think is a testament to how hard Beck works and how hard his receivers work. And I know someone who really sets the tone in the receiver room, not just with the catches he makes on Saturdays, but also with the way he prepares and the way he mentors his teammates, is C.J. Daniels, six-year senior. You know, from the moment he arrived in the facility, you know, back, I guess, in January, and then talking to teammates of his and talking to him during spring ball, everyone was just raving about how C.J. really sets the tone. You know, he has, like, separate film sessions with his receivers, in addition to the film sessions that Kevin Beard, the receivers coach, has with these guys. And I think that leadership has really helped this room excel, because, Blue, that there's been no drop off whatsoever from last season. In fact, I think that this current receiver room has an opportunity to be even better overall than last year's. And that's taken nothing away from, you know, of course, Xavier Restrepo is a career leader at Miami. I'm taking nothing away from the group last year. But I think with this collective and the way that they're gelling with Beck, you mentioned some of the names, Blue. You know, I talked about C.J. Daniels, who the degree of difficulty of catches that he seems to pull off every single week is just outstanding. Malachi Toney, as a 17-year-old, is doing things that you just wouldn't imagine against some of the tough opponents he's had as a true freshman coming into Miami a year early. We had the Josh Moore breakout game on Saturday. I would also say it was the Keelan Marion breakout game. He had six catches for 81 yards in the game. And all this without, you know, really having seen JoJo Trader yet in games. You know, he played a little bit against Notre Dame, hasn't played at all the previous two games. Coach Cristobal was asked about Trader today, and you know, Coach indicated that this is going to be the week that he returns. And so I wonder, you know, how he's going to fit into the rotation this coming Saturday. So I think the potential is there for even more production at receiver than there's been already. And I think that that really says a lot about how well Cristobal has recruited in the portal and out of high school, how well Kevin Beard has coached these guys up as well.
100%. Locked On Canes this week. Let's give everybody a preview of what to expect over the next 4 days.
It's going to be a busy week, Blue. We hit the ground running earlier today. You know, I had Bruce Warner on with me, and we had Dwayne Starks, who's a Miami legend. We also had Lewis Oliver, who's a great former Miami Dolphin and a Florida Gators legend, to give the Gators side. So I encourage everybody to check that out. That was the episode we put out today. We're going to be talking with former Miami offensive lineman Kelvin Harris tomorrow. We're going to do a crossover episode with Locked On Gators coming up later on this week. Brandon Olson hosts that show. We're going to kind of pick his brain and go back and forth. And I'm also, Blue, going to be interviewing later this week Miami Hurricane safety Jacoby Thomas, who knows Florida because he was at Tennessee last year. So, you know, he knows the Gators. So we're going to talk to Jacoby about them. So it's going to be a super busy week, Blue, as we always are on Locked On Canes. And people can check it out. It's wherever you get your podcast. Just search Locked On Canes, and we're also available on YouTube. Just search Locked On Canes, and you'll find us.
Awesome stuff. Good luck getting Kelvin Harris off the air in less than 30 minutes.
Blue told me Kelvin Harris 16-0 this year and blowout on Saturday, Kelvin told me.
Oh, really? Oh, geez. I'm telling you, he's quite a character. Alex, I can't thank you enough. We'll see you over there on Saturday. Great job as always, and I appreciate you more than you know.
Thanks, Blue. You too.
Good stuff. Alex Dono, Locked On Canes. Please check it out this week. It's going to be informative already. Lewis Oliver, he's one of my favorites. I know he's a Gator, but he's great. He's somebody that, you know, not only did great things for the Dolphins, but continues to do amazing things in the community. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little high school football. On deck will be Coach Helder Valle from Miami Immaculata LaSalle, and Coach Jamel Murray from Delray Beach Atlantic are coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.